Airports of Seattle and Tacoma were shut down this weekend. That was in response to a longshore workers' union labor slowdown. And here to get us up to speed, KUOW's Carolyn Adolph. Carolyn, what the heck happened this weekend?
Well, every port on the West Coast stopped operating, and any backlogs of cargo that weren't dealt with during the week just sat on the dock, Marcy. And this is after the port operators, the Pacific Maritime Association, said it was just not willing to pay workers for work it should have done during the week. And that is an allusion to the thing we've been living with since Halloween, which is this apparent worker slowdown.
This was just a two-day shutdown, so is everything back to normal today?
Well, it's not looking good right now because the sides are starting to bargain in the public, which usually says something bad is happening at the negotiating table. And the employers are warning that if the ports get more congested, they're going to have to shut down because there simply won't be room on the dock.
Oh.
Now, if that happens, now that's the beginning of something really serious, a real lockout that lasts more than a darn weekend. So that's got the retailers worried.
I would imagine. How do the ports look today?
Well, if you look online, what you can see is you've got five container ships sitting off of Blake Island at Seattle, another five in Commencement Bay. But Marcy, the real story is Long Beach, L.A., that is a mess of ships outside waiting to get in and unload.
This union negotiation is for all the ports all up and down the West Coast, just to be clear.
Of the United States, Metro Vancouver is not involved with this right now.
KUOW's Carolyn Adolph, thank you for that update.
Thank you.
We wanted to get a little bit more background on the dispute between the port and the longshore workers, so we turn to John Ahlquist. He's a professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin. He's also co-author of the book In the Interest of Others, Organizations and Social Activism. This book looks at the history of the longshore workers and their political involvement. And he told Ross Reynolds the current dispute is a continuation of a struggle that's been going on for more than a decade.
It's been an ongoing set of disputes because of the pivotal position that these ports and these workers have in the global kind of supply chain, and also because of the strength of the union and new technologies that have been encroaching on the docks kind of consistently, basically, since the mid-90s.
Why is the union so powerful?
One of the key facets of its power is its position in the global supply chain. As I mentioned, these are workers who are critical for the transport of all the goods and some of the services even now and products that we depend on. As international trade, especially with Asia, has increased, so has the importance of docks and dock workers. And so they have a lot of leverage based just purely on their position, but more than that, for many decades, they've been able to build and maintain a very internally democratic and politically mobilized union that is very solidaristic. It sticks together and kind of doesn't back down. And one of the things that it's been able to do relative to, say, the East Coast dock workers, because they're actually different unions on the East and the West Coast, is the West Coast dock workers have built a bargaining agreement that, as I mentioned, goes basically from San Diego all the way to Bellingham and covers all those ports simultaneously. And that type of contract has kind of reinforced and enabled their leverage over time.
Now, some of the shippers are worried that the slowdown might result in ports losing business. Is that a genuine concern?
Well, yeah, I guess it depends on the time horizon you're looking at. PMA ILWU bargaining calendar is very widely known in shipping circles. And it's, you know, there's always signals coming ahead of time about how contentious this is likely to be. This particular bargaining round was signaled well in advance that it was likely to be fairly contentious. So shippers were planning way ahead. They put in their orders early. They had them delivered early. They put in orders that rerouted shipping to the East Coast or to British Columbia, that sort of thing, ahead of time. So in the short kind of immediate term, sure, but that happens kind of every time there's the likelihood of a little bit of an industrial relations storm. I think what's happened now is these negotiations have dragged on so long, well beyond what the people who are buying shipping services expected when they initially started kind of making their adjustments, that now they're really starting to feel the pain. Whether this has any effect on the long term is very hard to say. People have talked for a long time about new container terminals in Baja California, these types of things. Those are still quite a ways off. The American West Coast ports are still extremely efficient. The workers generally do a very high quality job with relatively good safety records and so forth. So the longer term or medium term prospects are unclear. You know, this certainly doesn't help matters, but it's not clear that it's going to, you know, tip the balance in any significant fashion.
What's the beef? Why can't the union and the shippers come to an agreement?
That's an excellent question. And these negotiations are very tightly guarded typically. So to the extent, you know, and neither the union nor the employers are releasing to me what their particular concerns are. PMA did lock out workers over the weekend. So it seems like that's kind of a shift in a negative direction. And what's more, they released a bunch of details about the contracts offer that they are presenting to the ILWU. But the major things are, as always, issues around health care coverage, who's going to pay the tax that the Affordable Care Act imposed on very high-level health coverage, which the ILWU workers have secured in their contracts in the past. There's issues of jurisdiction around, you know, there's new jobs with new technology, as well as maintenance and mechanics jobs. Are those jobs going to be represented by the ILWU or by some other group of workers? And those were the big sticking issues, to my understanding. It's unclear how resolved those have been in the ongoing negotiation.
Now, based on the past, do you have any sense of what the outcome will be here?
Well, I mean, they'll find a contract. The question is, like, what is the collateral damage in the process? The escalation over the weekend doesn't bode well. I would imagine there will be kind of more work stoppages of some sort, whether it's a lockout or a slowdown or a strike, before the actual contract gets signed. But in terms of how long that takes, I don't know. As I said, I think the shippers are starting to put a lot of pressure on both the PMA and the ILWU and local and national politicians from the area.
Ross Reynolds spoke with John Ahlquist, professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin.